Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Yes, you are. Morena Penny.
Morena, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Awesome, good to hear it. I'm excited for this one. We're talking all things safety pins today.
Yeah, I thought that, I don't know, just sometimes I just wonder about how things were invented. And I thought safety pin was quite a good one. So I thought I'd start with the history of the safety pin, because of course, before it became the safety pin, you know, in history, there's been different things that kind of hold fabrics together, like the fibula or fibulae is the plural, which is a direct ancestor of the modern safety pin. It was the ultimate status symbol of the ancient world. It indicated nationality, wealth, social class, gender, and it was deeply tied to identity and frequently buried with its owners because it, you know, it's the most common artifact found by archaeologists, which I think is quite cool, you know. Like the modern day safety pin, it's made up of four parts: a pin to pierce the fabric, a bow or a body, and the fibulae would have a decorative front, a spring to create tension, and a catch to secure the sharp point. It was made of bone, iron, bronze, wealthy, of course, would be silver and gold with embellishment like amber, coral, glass beads and engravings. It was used to secure like ancient Greek and Roman robes. The earliest fibulae appeared in the late Bronze Age in the Mycenaean period. It became a kind of standard military attire in the Roman army, and of course in medieval times it was a lot of metal pins that kind of held fabric together, but the safety pin that we all know was invented in 1849 by a guy called Walter Hunt, and because he patented it on April the 10th is also known as International Safety Pin Day.
Wow. Okay.
Which is really bizarre. And he was, Walter Hunt was this mechanic, but he was a prolific inventor. He also invented like a flax spinner, a fountain pen, a repeating rifle, also the world's first sewing machine with a needle pointed, with an eye pointed needle. But I think someone pointed out to him and his family that if he patented it and sold it, then a lot of people would be out of work, so he didn't do that. Crazy. But he also, so the story goes that he owed someone $15 US, which was about $650 today, and he scrambled to invent something that would be able to pay off that debt. So he was like twisting a piece of metal around and created something that had kind of a spring at one end and a catch at the other, and he called it a dress pin. But when he went into the patent office, it became the safety pin. But he sold it for $400, the patent. So that's about $17,500 today. And then that was it. So basically, it was picked up by other people who mass produced it and made lots of money, and he didn't. And of course, in 1887, when cloth diapers, kind of mass production of cloth diapers happened in the US, it helped grow the need for safety pins to hold them together. And in the world, the world wars, safety pins kind of were used to for fastening and field bandages and mending uniforms and things like that when people are out in the field. Then in the 50s and 60s, we got the plastic top for diapers or nappies to make sure that, you know, the babies weren't injured. And I think, like, we probably are all very familiar with the punk movement that kind of picked it up and popularized it as a symbol of rebellion and anti-establishment. And there's some kind of, you know, kind of, there's two stories around how punk picked it up. First of all, people say it was Richard Hell, mid-70s. He was in television, and Richard Hell and the Boydoids. He ripped his clothes up and then held them together with safety pins. And then Malcolm McLaren picked that up when he visited New York and took it back to Vivienne Westwood, and therefore the Sex Pistols and English punks picked it up. But some think that Malcolm McLaren just came up with it, but I doubt that. Yeah.
Ah, it's so fascinating how these things that started as very much practical tools and are still used in that way as well become like a fashion accessory as well. Because, yeah, when you said we were talking safety pins, that definitely that punk movement of the lines of safety pins sort of came to mind for me.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's kind of like, yeah, what comes to mind for everybody.
Yeah.
Interestingly, I looked up kilt pins as well, which is, you know, for Scottish kilts. And apparently there's a story that Queen Victoria kind of, it came into being in Queen Victoria's time because she didn't like the fact that too much of the anatomy was exposed in the wind with the kilt. So she wanted a pin that held the fabrics together because although people wore pins with kilts, they didn't like fasten the fabric or the layers of cloth together. So she kind of saw more than she wanted to see. So, yeah.
Hmm. Do you think fashion-wise, like moving forward, we're always going to associate safety pins with that sort of punk look, or do you think they're going to be sort of adapted into a new sort of trend or style?
I imagine that at some stage something will come along that will, you know, like it might be a symbolism or something like that. Similar to punk, it might be something like, you know, about liberation or, you know, just a political statement as well, but maybe for something else.
Yeah. It's so fascinating, like, watching how these things sort of evolve, eh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's such an amazing invention. Like, when you think about how you probably travel with safety pins to make sure that, like, if something happened in your clothing, it's there to mend, you know? So they're kind of everyday objects with a humble beginning. Like, Walter Hunt, like, he kept selling all his patents. So he never became wealthy. He was comfortable, but it wasn't, like, wealth for him. It was actually just inventing stuff, you know?
Yeah, thank you, Walter Hunt.
Yeah, what a dude. Now we've got International Safety Pin Day on the 10th of April every year.
Well, there you go. We missed it this year. Well, you probably didn't. But I did. fascinating. Yeah, I feel as though all of us have been saved by a safety pin once or twice, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
From some sort of wardrobe malfunction. Oh, so interesting. Well, we're going to listen to Safety Pin Stuck in My Heart, as chosen by Penelope Noir. Thank you. Thanks for a great fashion, Penny. Always fascinating to learn more things about the world of fashion with you. And I hope you have an awesome rest of your week.
You too. Take care.
Ka kite.
Don't love you for your graveyard eyes. I don't love you for your shaven thighs. Just love you for that beep, 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 beating. I don't love you for your tattered tie. I don't love you and I don't know why. I just love you for that beep, 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 beating. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart. For you, for you. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart. For you, for you. I don't love you for your professed hate. I don't love you for your cards of fate. I just love you for that beep, 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 beating. I don't love you for your painted shoes. I don't love you for your friends you never choose. I just love you for that beep, 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 beating. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart. For you, for you. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart. For you, for you. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart. For you, for you. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart. For you, for you. I don't love you for your many reasons, propagandas, doctrines, treasons. All I know is that beep, 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 beating. I've got an ear inflamed on my dog chain. Painted faces, painted names, my shirt. It's all that beep, 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 beating. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart. For you, for you. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart. For you, for you. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart. For you, for you. I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart. For you, for you. For you, for you. For you, for you. For you.
bloody been stuck in my heart for you, 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 for you. I got a safety pin stuck in my heart for you, for you.
That was Fashion on 95 BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.